This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, Mike, over the break there, if you're thirsty, I just happened to get a text message from the fine folks at Mike's Chili Parlor in Ballard.
Talk to me.
All it was a picture of the men's room Oladays holiday porter on tap with a handle there.
So, all right.
If you are looking for a location to try our brand new limited edition beer, I can confirm to you it is in fact on tap at Mike's Chili Parlor in Ballard. Keep in mind they're open today until later and tomorrow for the game. Sunday they are closed and Monday. So if you got a 3-day weekend, you want to get in there, stop by Mike's either today or tomorrow and taste the brand new men's room Oladays holiday porter from Black Raven. Fantastic. Grandma's famous rum balls.
Yep.
Little chocolate, a little vanilla, some orange peel, and holiday spices.
Holiday spices. In fact, if you're in the Bremerton area, we got confirmation yesterday that the 884, in fact, has the Oladays tapped.
So it is a limited release beer, and there are about 50 locations that are going to get it. And we started to read some of those locations earlier this week. And unfortunately, we sent a bunch of listeners into places that had just not yet put it on tap.
Right.
They have the keg, but like anything else in a business, you wait for another keg to blow so you can open it up. And if it's a popular keg, like, I don't know, like a Manny's, they're going to put another Manny's on.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or whatever the popular beer of the bar
sure.
is. Guinness is going to be replaced by Guinness. But when they get an open tap, they're going to put that beer on there. We'll get the confirmation, and we'll let you know as soon as we know. So that's
so far, we have Mike's confirmed. We have the 884 in Bremerton confirmed. I cannot confirm anywhere else. I do know a lot of locations.
Black Raven Brewing in Woodinville has the beer
that's
on
a
tap.
Good call they certainly
yes,
have it.
Yes, exactly.
Three places.
But, dude, I'm serious. It's fantastic. It's 7.5, so but it's smooth. So just.
It doesn't feel like 7. Well, let me rephrase it. It doesn't taste like 7.5, but it feels like 7.5.
Yes, it does. Our question on the So So Positive Friday: what would you not believe if you did not see it with your own eyes? 206. 803 Rock.
Two quick texts here. Let's see. It says, the worst experience I had was when I worked at the DSHS in Kent, no less, and I was interviewing a customer for his food stamp application. He had his junk exposed, and then that shoulder action you're talking about was completely happening during a food stamps interview. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. That from Shara in Auburn. And then here's one to make every man uncomfortable. It says, I work in a hospital. And I watched a guy during surgery get degloved from the inside out from his penis. And the doctor said, oops.
Get degloved.
Degloved.
Meaning?
A traumatic injury that occurs when the skin and tissue are torn away from the underlying muscle, bone, or connective tissue. Basically, you just ripped all the skin off.
Oh, from doing that? Oh, hey, look, man. I
mean, the doctor did not do it for that reason.
My a guy that I knew that worked with, he did the exact same thing.
But he told you.
Yeah, but he absolutely ripped it almost completely off.
You said he's uncircumcised,
he's
right?
Uncircumcised. It is 12:30 at night, and Randy's going to town on himself. His teen-aged children had gone to bed. His wife had gone to bed. Randy rips what was there and tore it completely off, right? He's got to wake his wife up at this point and say, hey, honey, we need to go to the emergency room right now. Explains that situation. The problem is that his kids were maybe in the 13 to 14. They were younger.
Yeah.
All right. They might have been younger than that. Either way, they were not old enough to be able to stay at home, even asleep, that the mom felt comfortable by themselves. So they got to wake the kids up. Your dad's got to go to the ER. Why? We don't know what's wrong with him.
Right.
But Randy is the only adult I know that got an adult circumcision.
Well, he kind of forced his hand there a little bit.
Well, he did. But one thing that he definitely told me, I was like, okay, I got to know, is it smaller now? And he's like, it is much smaller. And I'm like, so I would have been better off to not have been circumcised? He's like, as far as size, yeah.
Yeah, girth-wise, yeah, of course.
The whole thing. And I was like, I never thought of that.
I mean, if you take off a turtleneck, you don't look as big, you know? That's basically it, right?
What would you not believe if you didn't see it with your own eyes? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tracy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
That's enough degloving for the day.
All you need is one degloving story, and I'm good.
No, we're cool. Okay, so we're going to head down the paranormal side of things. So I may be 11, 12 years old. Family's eating breakfast in the kitchen. And you know the instant coffee granules that you get to make instant coffee?
Sure. Yeah.
Well, what usually accompanies that? That's right, the powdered creamer. So we're in the living room, we're in the kitchen, mom's making breakfast, dad's doing whatever, I'm making a bowl of cereal. And so when you're by yourself and you observe some paranormal activities, you try to figure it out or analyze it or dismiss it or, you know, observe what happened and figure it out. Well, when there's multiple people, it's kind of hard to dismiss. And so we see a bottle of creamer levitate off the counter, smack the top of a cabinet, and jet off across the room.
Did anything else happen? Was that a one-time deal, or was your house always kind of odd?
That was a one-time deal.
Where did you live?
Odd scenario. Like, nothing. There was nothing that caused it. There wasn't, like, any kind of wind that came through.
No, it's not combustible.
I don't know. It was weird, yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Where were you living at the time?
This was in Georgia.
Okay.
Hayes County, Georgia.
Was there any folk legend? I mean, not that justifies it, but was there anything that was, like, local legend?
Right.
Did anything happen in your house that you know of before you lived there?
Well, to be fair, we were living the high life, and we were in a trailer, so a couple of crackheads may have passed away.
All right. Okay.
Would you haunt a trailer? I mean, that's all. Like, I hear what you're saying, but like, okay, I'm a ghost now. I'm going to go haunt a mansion or something.
I can't believe that someone who lived in a trailer in Georgia would use Folgers Instant Crystals and powdered creamer. That is odd.
I know, that is shocking. That is very shocking.
That really is. None of this adds up.
Well, hey, man, you're not alone.
My
wife swears that she saw a ghost, and not just her, but her and her friend. If I remember the story right, I guess they were in their teens. They're in her friend's bedroom, and I want to say, like, they saw a man standing in the door. If I remember the story right, the man was essentially the ghost of her friend's grandfather, I think. That's what the thing was, but it freaked her out to the point that she's told me once. She will confirm it anytime I ask, but she will not talk about it. Like, it freaks her out that bad.
So I've never had any paranormal
I saw a UFO, without a doubt, you know, and that's what I'll say. Like, you get criticized for it. It's like, the older I get, the less I care. Like, look.
Yeah, man, I saw what I saw.
I can't tell you what I did see, but I can tell you what I did not, right? So when you run down the check, could have been this, that, and the other. You're like, no, man.
Just based on the angle, the speed, all the
angle,
things.
The angle, the speed, the light. Somebody said, was it a hummingbird? I'm like, I don't think you know what hummingbirds look like. She won't even talk about the ghost.
That was in the Caribbean, right? You saw that?
That was in the Bahamas, yeah.
In the Bahamas. What would you not believe if you didn't see it with your own eyes? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Terrell. Welcome to the men's room.
Positive Friday, fellas.
Positive Friday.
So I'm glad you guys You got started with that guy because mine is of the paranormal kind as well, except I didn't see anything. We just experienced it.
All right.
So I'm at my auntie and my uncle's house. And, well, first of all, I almost got my ass whooped over a ghost. So that's how we're going to start.
Wait, did you say you almost got your ass whipped by a ghost?
Over a ghost.
Okay, all right.
So it's so long ago, we're playing Tecmo Bowl on the first Nintendo. This is how long ago it was. So it's a male cousin and two female cousins. So obviously, I'm in the room with my male cousin. My female cousins are in the other room. Typical, we're playing video games. They're playing Barbies and dolls. There's footsteps running up and down the hallway. There's no running in the house. So my uncle and my auntie are like, hey, this is a warning. Do it again. So we naturally stick our heads out the door like, hey, who's about to get in trouble? And all four of us stick our head out the door, and we're like, hey, that's not us. Yeah, that's funny. Keep doing it. We gonna whoop y'all ass. We're like, all right, cool, whatever. Went back in the room. Same thing. Playing old school video games. They're playing with their Barbies. It happened again. So now Uncle Eddie, he gets up, and Uncle Eddie is not to be played with. He's like, hey, you guys keep playing, somebody going to get their ass whooped, or everybody. And now we're like, ah, that old school threat. Now we got to tell on the person who's going to get us all in trouble.
Now, who did you think was running up and down the hall at this point?
We knew something weird was going on because when we heard the footsteps and we all poked our head out the door, we, all four of the kids, knew it wasn't us.
Right.
We had to convince the adults that it wasn't us.
I'm just trying to picture if my kids, the thing I asked them to stop doing, tried to convince me it's a ghost. Even if they're telling me the truth, I'm getting angrier and angrier.
So did you ever see a ghost in that house?
No. But let me tell you, it gets worse. That is not the end of the story. So later on that night, we're all in the living room. And like I said, this is way throwback. We got a floor model TV that spins and it got a remote. So we're fancy. So the TV turns off. My uncle grabs the remote, turns the TV back on. We're like, okay, that's weird. So we're watching TV again as a family. TV turns off again. My uncle grabs the remote, tries to turn the TV back on. The TV won't turn on. Hey, Terrell, get up. Turn the TV on. Fine. I get up. I turn the TV back on. It turns on. And then it turns off again, and then the lights in the living room turn off, and then my auntie and my uncle start looking at each other, and I can tell they're like, okay, maybe the kids were right.
Or there's a breaker issue.
Like, yeah.
We're all like, we told you. And then we hear footsteps down the hallway, and the creepiest little kid laugh. I can hear it in my brain today. Like it was the footsteps and then laughter. And then we all turn around and we look at the adults like, we told you it wasn't us.
Now, okay, I got to ask.
Did you move?
Yes, because you're... Black people are the most logical when it comes to paranormal activity. White people live in that house until they get slashed.
Yeah, black people said themselves.
Black people move. Did your aunt and uncle move?
No, they did not. They lived in the house for a long time afterwards.
Why? Look, man, I'll tell you right now, I like my house. I hear one little from that. So, like, we're moving. It's done, man. It's over. I'm not playing
well,
with
this. Well, it's the plot for a brand new horror flick.
Yeah.
At this point in time in Vallejo, California, this area was a nice area. So, like, if you moved, you'd have to go back across the tracks and move back to the ghetto or something, and that wasn't happening.
Is the ghetto ghost free?
So the ghost, you're assuming, was a young white child.
The neighborhood was built on a swamp. Like, before they built the neighborhood, it was just all swamp land. So who knows? Like, there was a lot of bodies and a lot of stuff. Like, what's that, Lake Mead? You know, they found the bodies in the bottom of Lake Mead? There was a lot of bodies in this swamp. I mean, Vallejo, it was pretty rough.
Okay.
Now, all right. For the rest of the time they lived there, did they ever tell you that they had any more weird-ass experiences?
Me and my cousins talked about it, and they said there was some other weird stuff that happened. It was my favorite auntie and uncle, so even though we had that experience, I still kept going over there because My cousin had a BB gun, and my uncle let him shoot it in the backyard. So it was.
And you had a remote control television
and a remote control TV. Yeah,
exactly, that was pretty big back then.
And Tecmo Bowl.
And Tecmo Bowl. Yeah, that's all.
What would you not believe if you didn't see it with your own eyes? 206-803-ROCK.
Let me ask you this: if you thought your house was haunted, would you stay? If you legitimately thought your house was haunted,
I mean, legitimately, I would definitely think about moving. Yeah. If I had substantial proof and I saw something that was ridiculous, because someone texts in and says Miles Creamer is incredibly flammable.
Right.
I did not know that.
Well, yeah, that means Creamer. But it wasn't on fire.
Well, exactly. Just thinking of something that could have combusted it and launched it in the air or whatever the deal
but
was.
But I think you would notice that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, if I thought my house was haunted, I'd be out.
Yeah.
You know what? Let me rephrase that. So, like, Creamer dude, I feel like I could live with that. I'd get irritated that I have to clean stuff up. But I can live with that. There's something about creepy little kids, man.
Yeah.
Creepy little kids are creepier than any adult, right? You think about The Shining. Like, Jack Nicholson's character didn't bother me. He sounds like someone on Third Avenue, right? But those two little bitches in the hallway, like, it's not okay, man.
And all they
man.
Ever want to do is play. But for whatever reason, it's freaking scary as hell.
Yeah.
Do you want to play?
Not with you, man. Nah. Village of the Damned. Bunch of little kids, right? The Ring. Little girl climbs up. I'm telling you, yeah. It's kids. Kids are the evil thing out there.
My wife just keeps wanting to smudge our house.
What does that mean?
Oh, like the rose or
you
sage?
Burn and sage. And
why?
Just,
why? Why does she think you need to do that?
That's apparently, for whatever reason, we've done studies, I guess, and just burning this nasty smelling
damn sage.
You know
what you need to do with that sage? You need to dice it up and put it on top of your turkey for Thanksgiving, along with some thyme and some rosemary. Don't burn it. What would you not believe if you didn't see it with your own eyes? 206-803-ROCK.
How the hell did we figure that out, by the way?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? That's my whole thing with all this. Like,
did a ghost tell you, hey, you know what I mean? We really don't like burning sage.
Right. That's kind of where I'm at. It's like, we don't have a whole lot of communication between this side and the other side. The Ouija board was a big thing, but also it's a Hasbro thing.
Right.
So it's like, how did we figure out that, oh, man, we just lit some sage on fire, and now the ghost that was haunting our place is gone.
I think maybe a lot of times it's just placebo effect.
Maybe.
But hey, man, my house is haunted. Like, I want to burn some sage.
But I'm not going to lie, dude. Every time there's a freaking weird-ass noise or my cat staring at something that ain't there, I kind of think, like, we should burn some sage in here real quick. Maybe
well, keep in mind, cats like to mind F you. The cats, I think every cat says, I'm going to stare at this corner for 10 straight minutes until I know my owner is starting to get freaked out.
Yes.
Well, it also depends on your home. If you have like an apartment or something, in my mind, apartments can't be haunted. All right. No. It depends on the living quarters. Did you see the picture of the home on Whidbey Island that was infested by bats last week?
No.
Thousands of bats, right? Yeah, so they go up there, they're doing some remodeling. They realize that for years and years and years, bats have been occupying their attic, and they have...
Oh, God. That looks like a Casper house.
Thank you.
It looks like where bats are going to live.
That's what I said. When I looked at the picture of the house, like, no wonder that's where the bats picked.
That's the Adams family
dude. Thank you. It's not going to fly into your two-bedroom condo.
No.
No, it's living there. That's when I saw that thing. I was like, that looks like something that you would put, like, on the lot at Universal Studios.
Yes.
And it was in a horror movie.
That's Haunted Mansion, dude. That is in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by wood everywhere. There's all kinds of points all over the house. It's too damn tall in places.
Yeah, everything about that looks like there's probably 1,000 bats living in the attic.
Count Orlock is looking out a window somewhere.
What would you not believe if you didn't see it with your own eyes? 206-803-ROCK. I saw pictures like, well, no ass.
Yeah, like the former owner was Nosferatu.
Exactly.
Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going? Hola. So back in the mid-90s when the Key Arena was Key Arena and Sonics were hot, so sold out games. It's about halftime going to the use of the restroom. Of course, it's the big, you know, the troughs. Not the individual urinals. And me and my buddy are probably 10, 12 people deep, but everybody's shoulder to shoulder. I watch this guy, he's standing at the urinal and he's like, or at the trough, and he's got like his beer in his hand, it's full. You can see it, and he's like wondering what to do with it, so he sets it down on the floor. I nudge my buddy, I go, people are just doing their thing, and I go, watch this. The first thing he does, as soon as he picks it up, big old goal.
Oh, God. Next to a trough?
Yeah, it was right under the trough, right in between him and some other guy.
Man.
And, you know, people were just filing in and out. I'm like, bad decision, buddy.
That was a horrible decision.
I wouldn't even take a coffee in the bathroom.
No, I wouldn't even take, like, yes, I had to pee so bad. I went to Starbucks, really, like, my pee hit me, man. I'm dancing in the elevator. I had to go that bad. I still made a pit stop at the, I debated taking my drink in there. Then I'm like, Our bathroom's gross. I'm not taking it in there. Certainly would not put it under a trough.
Or sunt. Our question of the So-So Positive Friday, what would you not believe if you didn't see it with your own eyes? 206-803-ROCK.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast of the weekend with a shot of the day that is Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey man, this is your fault.
Come on. And today we're doing a little Men's Room Dealer's Choice Bad Choice Friday. Each of us picked a song. We do not know what the other member of the members of the show picked.
Mm-hmm.
You pick the member of the show that you believe picked the best tune. And vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. It's a dealer's choice. We have no idea what's coming up.
And let me just put this out there. Yet again, I find myself in third place, and I get it. You know, I kind of fall back there when it comes to the lineup, but I feel like each and every week, the tease comes out, and I've always delivered to the people. I'm going to give you guys the good songs. It's Friday. It's positive. We're going to feel good I am going to promise everybody out
there. The election's over, dude.
I'm aware of that.
What are you campaigning for?
Yeah, exactly. The election's on right here, right now,
no,
man. We still got an hour left in this doggone thing, and I'm telling you.
Clearly, people don't trust you, Mike.
All your signs out of the neighborhood.
Yeah. I don't care. I'm telling the people, man. I'm going to deliver you guys a great turn of the century song that folks like me are going to just bop to, man. Let's do this thing.
When you use the word bop, I don't know if that's a sales pitch.
No. Well, all right.
All right, let's don't imagine you're ready to bop some groovy new music.
Well, of course, you don't have to work for it. You're in crazy league right now.
Do some swing dancing. That's what we'll do. I'll vote now for Bad Choice Friday. Will it be Miles, Thrill, or Mike? If you follow us on Twitter, at Men's Room Live. In the meantime, our question, what would you not believe if you didn't see it with your own eyes? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Levi. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Positive Friday, everyone.
Positive Friday.
Hey, I just want to say before I get to the story, I used to live in a haunted house, and I only lived there for like 5 years. My wife and I sold it. So, yeah.
What were the weird things going on that it got to the point where you did move out?
To the point where I saw the shadow figure in front of me haunting my wife, and then a bunch of people who lived with us, you know, roommates and stuff, got sick. And then animal died, and then the last day we were there, it was trying to hold my wife inside the house before we left. So, yeah.
It took you that long to move out. Was this a meth house?
No. It was an old 1913 house in Auburn.
Okay. You ever drive by that house?
I have no reason not to believe you, but I still, like anything else, until you see something,
sure,
you have a very difficult time believing it. And that's the point of the question. Right. So I understand what you're saying. I just can't wrap my head around it because, and even if I saw it, I couldn't wrap my head around it. But the fact that I've never seen anything like that makes me skeptical.
Well, you know, of course.
Naturally. Right.
I mean, but like I said, UFOs, ghost, anything like that.
It's, all right, well, let me ask you a question. I know it's not even related. Hypothetically, do you believe that Yeti or Bigfoot exists?
No.
You don't? See, I think there's a probability of that. I think there's a possibility, this is where I get wacky, that the Loch Ness Monster exists. I believe something is in there. Whatever the name of it is something else.
Jeff.
Right.
Yeah, right. But I see UFOs. I without question, I believe that there is extraterrestrial life that has visited this planet. I have not seen
it. Even the military has got to come clean on that. Going, yeah, here's the videos, man.
But, you know, for whatever reason, ghosts, I have not been able to get over that bridge as far as what I believe to be true.
All right. Huh?
So.
You need to go to that house in Auburn.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Well, I pass by it all the time. So.
Did you make any money off of it?
Huh?
Did you make any money off of it?
No, not really.
All right. Have you ever talked to the owners that you sold it to?
No. I tried to avoid that place like the plague.
See, I would be curious enough that if I'm passing by, I might just walk up the driveway, knock on the door, and go, hey, I used to own this place. I'm just curious.
I wouldn't, because if they have not had any experience, now you've just freaked them the F out.
Okay.
You know, you're hoping they say, yeah, we have, but if they're like, what are you talking about, man? You've just freaked me out of my own house. Go shadow figures. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Okay, well, you've already seen some crap. What were you calling about?
So, I used to work across the street from Cowgirls.
Okay.
So I used to do work at the Capital One building right across the street, and I used to see a ton of stuff, like parties that's there, parties going by. But one that has stuck in my head for the better part of the past 10 years is there was this one party bus that parked right in front of the Capital One building. So these two guys get off having the time of their life, vodka bottles in hand. They were basically sky high, cloud nine. And the place was packed. The street was just completely packed. It was about 11 o'clock at night. I used to do the night shift. And this first girl gets off. And this party bus was packed probably between like 7 and 10 girls. And the first girl gets off and just takes a stumble, takes a step, and just hurls everywhere. All across the ground, all across the steps, and then falls forward and catches herself into the guy's arms. And what made it just jaw-dropping is that every single girl continuously after that saw the mess on the ground, took a second to realize what happened, and then threw up. And you saw these two guys' demeanor just crush.
One after the other. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just, it went from the highest of highs to the lowest of lows, and I'm sitting there at the desk watching this happen in front of me, and oh my God, it was amazing to watch.
You know what, though? I will give Cowgirls this. As far as all the environments that I've been in Seattle, whether it's, you know, the old D-bag bartender who, you know, just has a chip on his shoulder or all the different things, that place has the most unique element of any bar that I've been in.
Sure.
In Seattle, as far as the people, what's going on? I mean, look, you could go to a bar in Seattle and sit down and be next to someone for a half an hour at the bar and not have communication with them.
Correct.
Which is unusual, but it happens. And Cowgirls, all of a sudden, like, you have become a part of the party.
Yeah, you're in the party.
You've been invited. People are talking to you. You're trying to watch the limit of what is allowed. I've watched people get kicked out because their girlfriend got on the table and started dancing with a girl who was working there.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately, like, the bouncers are there, like, in a flash. And she's being escorted out by her thighs, but while still being held up in the air.
Right.
And taken outside. Like, just, it's different.
It is, but you're right. It's always positive.
Yeah, it's never like, real positive. You need to go now. It's okay. And, you know, you see the boyfriend paying the tab. Like, all right, I guess we got
to
go.
I feel like if you go to Cowgirls, you know eventually you're going to get kicked out. That's where
you get sucked into
the party.
It's so lawless, you don't even realize there are strict rules.
Right. We actually do have rules.
Yeah, no, they should kind of post those someplace. They probably do. Like, don't do this, 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 and this.
Otherwise, we don't care.
All right. What would you not believe if you didn't see it with your own eyes? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, JT. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitolas.
Hola.
All right. Hey, third place, kids. That's not a problem. That's cool. Whatever. Third place is third place, right?
That was Mike who's in third place.
Yeah, third place. Yeah, it's a bronze. Whatever. It's good. It's good.
I think with that, I actually gave Miles more votes.
Yeah, there you go. There's your problem right there. Anyway, yeah, so going to work, get off at Tacoma Avenue, and I'm stopped. And this is back in early, like right around 2000, 2002. The homeless problem wasn't big, but people panhandling on the off-ramp. I'm going northbound, getting off Tacoma. On the southbound off-ramp was a guy and a girl, and the guy was eating an apple. And he pulled his dentures out and handed them to the girl who put them in and then finished the apple for him.
Wait, what? So he pulled the dentures out of his mouth to give to the girl so that she could also eat the apple?
Absolutely, yep.
Look, man, I love my wife, and if we both lost our teeth, like your dentures are yours, mine are mine. They will not switch mouths.
How do they stick to the top and the? I understand bottom based on gravity, but how in the hell, like, do you have to finger lift the top part?
I don't know. Maybe have one of those deals where you wind them up and they just chop them down for you.
How about
you
this? That's a little ambitious. Just get applesauce.
You know what? That makes a lot more sense.
I'm serious, man. Just get some mods. Call it a day.
And don't use my spoon. Right. Don't use my spoon. That'd be awesome.
You know what, man? I think if I saw that, I would immediately offer to take them to dinner. Because I would just want to watch them exchange
dishes. What are they going
to
eat, soup?
No, man. I'd be like, let's get a steak. One of you's going to eat first, right? So, you know, a lot of times,
you know,
the waitstaff last. You want it all at the same time. I'd be like, well, bring his out first, and then when he's done, bring hers out.
Trust me, I thought about this when we had the Would You Rather the other day about would you rather lose an arm or a leg. I thought about the idea of trying to button my pants and cut a steak, and that really factored in.
Tell you what, you would lose a leg now?
Oh, yeah. No, that's what I ultimately ended up picking based on just that whole scenario that I thought of in my head.
But you wear your sweats, man.
Try to
and your joggers. You don't have a lot of button-style pants.
I do. You know, I have shorts. And I tried to unbutton them. Yeah. I went home and tested the theory the other night. It was almost impossible for me to unbutton my pants with one hand.
Really?
And then
Would you have to go back to snaps?
I had to need everyone to cut my food for me.
That would drive me crazy. You can do it with your feet.
I mean, I could saw it.
Do it with your feet. We saw the guy at the bar. No arms. He had no arms.
That was one of the most crazy things I have. I could not believe, not the fact that the guy did not have arms, obviously, that how dexterous his feet and toes were in his flexibility he's on a bar stool.
Right.
He's not in a seat. This thing is elevated. He's sitting down. He has his feet on the bar above him.
Right.
Using the utensils
to
eat his food.
He had the fork stuck in the steak.
This was one of the most amazing
things. And then put it in his mouth.
I've ever seen in my life. I mean, I was mesmerized. Of course,
you couldn't stare, no, but you couldn't not
But
not
the karaoke guy, he came in and he just, I mean, with all this going on, I was like, is this a Quentin Tarantino movie?
Right.
Is someone going to come in here and shoot us? Like, what is this? Something weird is going to happen. It's so weird right now. It can't possibly get any weirder, but I bet it does. And then we got kicked out.
Because we were laughing too much. And not because we were laughing too much. And we weren't laughing at the guy with his feet. He was actually amazing. We were mesmerized.
Yeah, no.
And when he laughed, man, he pulls out his cash, his toes flip it up on the bar, and then he high-fives the bartender because obviously they know
each
other.
With his feet.
Right, with his foot. And then he rolls out, right? So we're like, okay. And then this other dude gets on karaoke. I don't want to explain the situation, but Miles and I could not. One, he was just doing song after song after song. All right, so
Frank Sinatra, right?
Yes. Frank probably turned in his grave a few times there, but we couldn't stop laughing. We're not laughing out loud. It's just that
Frank is hard to cover.
That shoulder bounce.
I know. But end is near.
But the bartender was like, "I have to ask you guys to leave," and we're like, "What are we doing?" She goes, I realize what you guys are laughing at, and now I can't stop laughing. So
she was mad at us.
Yeah, so she made us leave so that she could stop laughing.
Did you guys ever go back into that bar?
That's the bar I ended up getting booted out of permanently sometime later.
What happened after that?
What, after I got booted out?
No, what happened?
Then I got booted out of there?
Yeah, what happened that you got booted out?
I was pretty the wife's out of town, so I got real hammered. You know, any guy knows it. Your wife goes out of town, you're drinking more than you ever could. So the bar's kind of across the street, and I don't remember what we were arguing about, but there was just this horrid broad in there, all right? She's giving me grief about whatever. I honestly cannot remember. And so we're going back and forth, and I believe I dropped the C-bomb on her, but, like, at the moment I said it, like, all the music had stopped between songs. So I remember everyone looked at me and trying to get out of the situation. I kind of looked at the bartender and I said, can I get another beer? Right. And the bartender very slowly shook her head no, but didn't say anything. And then a bouncer says, hey, man, that basically the woman you're arguing with, that's the owner.
Oh, no.
Of course it is. So I was asked to leave, told expressly, like, do not come back. And then that same night, so I get booted out of there. I'm in a pissed off mood. I'm hammered. I get home and some kids in the neighborhood spray painted like all the houses.
Uh-huh.
So there's a big FU on my door. Another guy. Oh, yeah. But well, not just me, but everybody.
Sure.
So now I've lost my mind. Okay. So I am drunk. I just got 86 from a bar where I'm pretty sure you could walk in, kill seven people, and they'd ask you,
do you want some free bacon, like, fried rice?
Yeah, you want some rice? So I grabbed an axe and went hunting for these kids.
Oh, God.
Because at the moment, I was going to chop their hands off. But understand my theory. Sure. It was idle hands, right?
Oh, of course.
And since you don't know what to do with your hands, I'm going to chop them off. And you should thank me for that. That way, because my thought was, because you might meet someone who's crazy.
You might find somebody insane out here.
The next day, I figure out who the kids are that did it. So a bunch of people are knocking on my door. It's a different neighbor. Hey, man, somebody spray painted my crap. I said, dude, they spray painted everyone up and down the block. Mm-hmm. The kids that did it live at the end of the block.
Oh.
They live at the end of the block, man. So I walk down there and pretty evil mama sitting outside. But they had like a book bag out there. You can see the spray paint cans kind of rolling out of them.
Oh, my God.
So I'm seriously. And that was almost more disappointing, right? So I'm like, hey, man, your kids? So they spray painted everyone's everything. She's like, it wasn't my kids. How do you know it's my kids? I said, well, because I know it's kids too. All the spray paint cans are right there. So we're going back and forth about this. And I said, okay, I'll tell you what, and this is bad for you. Even if it wasn't your kids, if your kids don't come down and clean my door, I'm grabbing my axe and I'm taking their goddamn hands off.
Jeez.
Well, what do you know? In about 15 minutes, kids came down. They scrubbed my front door. They didn't do anyone else in the neighborhood, all right?
Uh-huh.
Just mine, because I'm probably the only one that physically threatened to kill them with an axe. And I meant it.
I didn't threaten to kill them.
Just declaw them.
Yeah, chop your goddamn hands off. But we lived there for like another year and a half, and we had a little balcony out front. So I'd sit out there and smoke, and every time these kids saw me, hello, sir. It was sir from, oh, yeah. Oh, no, they weren't mean at all, man. I had mad respect
okay,
after
good.
That, yeah.
What would you not believe if you didn't see it with your own eyes? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Victor. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
So this is kind of a longer story, but I'm going to try to keep it short and sweet for you fellers. So I moved in with my now girlfriend. We've been together 8-ish months, I want to say. But I've lived here for about 6, and she told me moving in that there was a lady who was pertained in the past to be a witch who had lost her son in the creek in the backyard. And she told me that they might have put some weird curse on the property. And I was like, yeah, whatever. Like, I've lived in places that have per said to be haunted before. And so this happened on Monday night when I was trying to get ready for Tuesday. I went into the laundry room. So it goes kitchen, laundry room, master bathroom, master bedroom. So I walk in, I'm getting the stuff out of the dryer, and the laundry door kicks open. And it's not an easy door to open. It's kind of a fidgety thing. You got to shake it a couple times to get it to open. Well, it just like swings open, and I'm just sitting there because I don't want to, like, I expected my girlfriend to be standing there going, what are you doing?
Right.
And I'm sitting there for a second. Nobody says anything, and I slowly turn, and my girlfriend decides to walk from the bedroom to the laundry room. Mm-hmm. And I was like, did you just open that door? And she goes, no. I go, are you sure? She goes, no. I go, oh, weird, it just opened. So that was one of them. And then later that night, she had her vape on the bed, and it ended up on the other side of the room next to, like, our window. And we were like, so how does that happen?
Maybe ghost vape.
Yeah, that was probably weed in the vape pen.
No. It was a nicotine vape pen.
Okay. Well, that is combustible. But we know that for a fact.
Right. But it still wouldn't just move to the other side of the room.
No. See, I got to see this stuff.
I know.
I'm skeptic.
You need to move to a haunted house.
I really do.
Why don't you go on a ghost hunt? Why don't you go with a group of people and go on a ghost hunt, right? There's groups in the Pacific Northwest. I did one of those once and we're in Baltimore. They're like, well, why don't you just come out? I'm like, all right, man. Mm-hmm. And everything was creepy. We did not see anything. But, yes, the experience itself is creepy because they never do a ghost hunt in a place that you would go unless it's a place you're looking for.
I stayed in, quote, unquote, a haunted bed and breakfast in Cape May, New Jersey. Okay. So
hey, I'm a ghost.
It's an old Victorian home. They are huge. They probably have 10 bedrooms in them. I'm exaggerating. Either way, when you go upstairs, there are 4 bedrooms at the very top of this house. They are all individual units. There is one shared bathroom on that floor.
Cool.
All right. Now, keep in mind on the Victorian homes, where a normal door has about an inch to 3/4 of an inch, seemingly all these doors had about an inch and a half. I mean, there was a lot of light coming underneath those doors, so to speak, and it's a wooden floor. The sounds I heard coming out of that bathroom from this one dude from New Jersey laying it down in the middle was one of the most haunting sounds I've ever heard made out of a man's backside to the point where it woke me up. And I walked downstairs, and the woman said, breakfast is ready. I'm like, is there a bathroom down here? Right. And she's like, well, no, you need to use the one on your floor. And I'm like, I can't use the one on my floor. It's obviously occupied. You know how this crap goes down.
Yeah, Come on now.
You're the person who works here. You know there's one bathroom. There's 4 bedrooms up there. She's like, well, the one down here is for the people who stay down here. I'm like, if no one's in there, I need to go in there.
Can I use the bathroom?
Please, I'm staying here. God, he laid that down. I mean, it was a Jersey. What would you not believe if you didn't see it with your own eyes? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Patricia. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I used to live in Southern California, and I'm going to describe the 2 people who were with me first so that you can grasp how big this monster was. So I was with my dad and another guy named Petty Officer Silverman, and their main job was to train Marines to infiltrate enemy buildings and ships and take them out. And my dad and Silverman would do this with nothing but plastic knives while everybody had semi-rounds, and they were never shot. So these are 2 really big guys going out with me. I was probably 13 at the time. We were going out fishing on a private lake in California. And we had a pretty decent boat. We used to pull kids on it. And we're out fishing. We're catching fish here, there. All of a sudden, my pole, I got an ugly stick at the time, and it pulled hard to the point where both my dad and Silverman were coming up and grabbing me because the boat was starting to pull over.
Damn.
From me holding on so hard. So they reeled this thing in, and this is, you know, like a decent-sized boat. We got a motor and everything, and we're almost flipping over. It comes to the point where my dad and Silverman have got this giant-ass catfish that's twice as big as the biggest of the 2 of them. They have Silverman on one side, my dad on the other, and my dad's like, you have to cut the line. You're the smallest one. And I go to cut the line, and I don't know if you've seen a catfish, like, alive and, like, in your hand. They got a massive amount of teeth in the back of their mouth.
Yes, yeah. I do.
And this catfish, being as big as it was, it took both of them just to hold it relatively still, and they were struggling. And these guys, like I said, their job was to infiltrate, take people down super hard. My dad actually wasn't allowed to go into the courthouse down there because they were scared if the opponent to the person getting sued was there, they thought he would be able to kill him in the courthouse with nothing. So, I mean, I was looking down the throat of this catfish, and it growled. And I mean, when this thing growled, it was like a grizzly bear sound that echoed through the entire lake.
Did he swallow the hook?
Oh, geez.
Dirty words.
I thought a sturgeon was coming up, not a catfish.
Did you you ever heard a shark growl?
No.
I've seen it was some kind of documentary, and it wasn't about the fact that sharks growl, but they were doing whatever. They're like chumming the water. The shark pops up, And I mean, honestly, I did not know that they could growl. And it's like, whoa, man.
You stay in there.
Yeah.
Ted versus the FCC. It's coming up at 4:35. And we've got your emails coming up next in the men's room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.